Luca's got the most billable hours. Maya's taking names in court. And Henry's got 35 to life. The season finale of The Good Fight starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You got to ring that alarm. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, we're turning up.
We are. It's
the finale.
The Good Fight. I'm your host, Trevor Hearn. You can
look at him.
We're a turn up in there. You can follow me on Twitter at Drexel Hearn. I'm here with the panel this week. Hello, Miss Sarah Sirio.
Thank you.
Who is not sitting on top of me, Mom. It's okay.
They are very close.
Shout out to you. Hey, guys. I'm Sarah Sirio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Sirio or on Snapchat and Instagram at S Sirio.
Team Sarah Sirio. Hey, everybody. Al Gregg. You can follow me on Twitter at Jamaica's Doc and on IG at Algie underscore Jamaica's Film.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You guys can find me all over social media at Athletic and join us in the live chat. We will be live chatting for the
Athletic
final episode.
And yes, be sure to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV and use the hashtag ABTV Good Fight to say hello to us on Twitter if you're leaving comments.
Holla.
Hello. We love comments
we
in
love
the chat.
We do.
And that's always great because
Elsbeth.
Yes.
Elsbeth was
that.
Not in this episode, thankfully, so we won't have to talk about her, unfortunately.
I know, I love her.
So let's talk about this episode as a whole. What did you guys think? I would just like to point out, by the way, we're drinking some Sauvignon Blanc tonight,
yes,
courtesy of Sarah Sirio, because it's the finale. And those two down there are drinking straight vodka. I don't know, maybe.
It's getting wild up in here, guys.
Wild and crazy. Yeah, what'd you guys think of the episode?
I mean, it was chaos.
Ah.
Get it? I loved it. I was a little thrown for some of the little parts that were shown. I also, to be honest, I was a little disappointed because my people that I said I wanted to come back with my prediction, like none of it happened.
Like I wanted to see Matthew Perry's character come back.
And Elsbeth, and like, where was Amy?
Where was Amy? She was suspiciously absent.
Yes. But all in all, it was very good because I didn't think some of the incidences that happened were going to happen, so that was exciting.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Ladies first, since our girl Jess has been gone, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Take the mic.
She's feeling so much better.
I know, he's sick. So, sorry.
Quarantine.
I know. I thought, I can't get over what happened at the end, so I can't think of anything but that, and I'm so shocked by it, because I was like, I mean, I don't want to even go there. I'll tell you my thoughts about that later, but I thought it was a great episode. I thought it left a lot open for next season.
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about a second season yet.
But I do think that they Yeah, remember didn't I text you guys it like a few weeks back?
No.
They
said it was going to get renewed, but you know.
Good. I mean, I'm not surprised. Somebody asked me last night.
Really
I'm not surprised
good.
It got
yeah.
renewed.
So,
what do you think?
I liked it personally though. I actually liked episode 9 better. And you tend to see that a lot more these days, where like the penultimate episode will actually be more like the high point, and you know, the 10th episode where they're kind of wrapping things up. It felt slightly anticlimactic, just because it was. I felt like we were coming up with so much tension and so much suspense from the previous episode. But I will say I like the ending. I like the ending, and I won't spoil it.
The endings are always good, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
I mean, I love the episode. I think you know the show is great. You know, it's crazy because last night was the season finale of that, series finale of Girls, season premiere of Veep. There's a lot going on.
Season premiere of Gorilla.
Yes.
Season premiere of Gorilla. And then, of course, The Real Housewives. You know, some Real Housewives. Wait, I watched the reunions from last week.
I know.
Yeah, so a lot going on last night. But, I mean, I thought out of all of those shows, this was a good, solid season finale.
I did, too.
And, you know, even if they didn't come back for a second season, like, there was a little bit of conclusion in certain areas, if not, you know, whatever. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Can't.
So let's talk about top of the episode. Maya and the rest of the associates are going through their bi-yearly progress reports. Maya's needs to be bolder, which
totally
is true.
Agree.
Yeah,
totally agree. I think she can stop playing that.
Like, and honestly, the am I getting fired routine is getting kind of old.
Yeah.
That's true. I never even thought about that. But
right. It's like the third time she said that, right? Yeah. This whole season.
Yeah.
When to be honest, when I first saw the folder, I thought like she was their client.
That's what I thought too.
I was like,
no, I thought that
we're
too.
Going yeah. Into, yeah. Like, her.
Because the last episode yeah. left off where Jane Lynch said she was going to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Chances I feel like are. I think that's how they like, wanted you to think at first.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But then you were so right when then Luca went in.
And then Luca ends up, well, we'll get, yes, yes. And so
I have a quick question before we go there, though. If there was a file laying on your boss's desk and you were waiting for them to get in, would you peek?
Hell yeah.
It's like get away with it. Like went to detention in high school and you like look at your folder.
That's a good question. I don't think I could. I don't. I would be too terrified because
I feel like that too.
That was all glass,
right?
And like anybody could be walking by, and you know you never know what's going to happen. But you know, I don't think that there was anything just from what we saw this season that Maya did wrong
mm-hmm.
to where she would have not had at least a mediocre progress report.
Yeah. So here's thinking. Because she peaked, maybe she did something.
Oh, that we don't know.
Because, like, if that was you and you were like, oh, I'm pretty sure, like, yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah,
like,
but to Al's point, Maya was always paranoid this whole season. And I don't think that had nothing to do with her job performance. It had everything to do with external things that she was having to deal with. So,
yeah.
And then Luca's got the most billable hours as an associate. That's probably because she's the only associate we ever see doing any work.
Yeah,
we don't. Like, there's no other associate.
She's the only associate in the room. She's the only person doing. Maybe she's the only like second or third year associate that's doing anything in that place. So
Luca's balling.
She is. She gets moved to a bigger office, which, you know, I always said that Luca has been on the, right now, Luca has been on the Alicia Florek track, and then Maya will pick it up once she starts to go with Diane. But we did see, you know, one of the things that they said was Maya needs to follow somebody. Mm-hmm. Did you guys think that she was going to pick Adrian?
I like that. I like that boldness. That was a bold move. She needed to step it up. That was good.
Yeah, I definitely did not see that coming. I thought she would just follow Diane as usual.
Right.
Yeah.
I was really glad because, I mean, to be completely honest, I think my favorite character is Adrian.
I love Adrian.
Like, I thought that this episode.
See, if you liked Adrian, you guys would have liked Will.
From the good fight.
Wife. Good wife. Yeah. If you liked Adrian, you liked Will.
I love Adrian.
The other thing that happened, Jay starts to teach Marissa a little more, which I loved. Mm-hmm. I love that relationship and that dynamic because I loved Diane when she was like,
I'm going to take your job.
No. I love when Marissa went into Diane and was like, I want to be an investigator. She goes, no.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Will you write my like letter of recommendation?
Something.
She said, will you talk to Adrian?
Will you talk to Adrian about it? She said, no.
She's like, you can talk to him yourself.
Right. She's like, first of all, I don't want to lose my assistant.
Yeah.
My good assistant. And B, like, no, go talk to him yourself. Which I thought was really interesting because, like, somebody like Marissa, an administrative assistant, either it's a really open door policy at Reddick Bozeman or Diane was setting her up for failure.
Yeah.
By walking into Adrian's office.
One of the two.
Main case, Jason Biggs in the show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guest stars in this show.
Yes.
So this is always really great for CBS because even if you're not on CBS, if you're on CSI, if you're in a lot of these other shows, you're always going to get somebody, some big name star. Jason Biggs comes back again as Mr. Stack because he was in The Good Wife. This is another area where, like Reddit, where we start to bring in real partners. Bitcoin being something that people use. I don't even know how to go about using Bitcoin. It just reminds me of being a Mario character.
Like, it does, and you get your coins.
You get your coins. That's all I think of.
I'd be rich as hell if that.
And can somebody clarify this for me, or maybe in the chat if we don't know? Because he's talking about I got all this Bitcoin, but then he whips out this trash bag of cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they were saying
how much it was worth. Bitcoin.
Yeah, because did you see her say it was like worth more than gold?
Yeah, I think you can trade your bitcoins in for cash. Okay. I don't know.
Then just say I got cash, fool. Why you got to make it all complicated?
I'm confused on what.
Yeah, I need somebody to explain Bitcoin to us because I don't know. Like, we just don't know.
Do you know what it is?
No. I'm really looking around trying to be like, she knows.
Well, that's what I was hoping.
I know.
I was like, she's got
Could you imagine? No, some words people say, and I just... think it's really something else.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely let us know the stories. So, Jason Biggs, you know, he kind of... He's the Bitcoin guy. Mr. Stack, which is kind of ironic that he's got a stack of cash and he's money. Yeah. It also reminds me of Blanny, Black Annie, because his name was Mr. Stack, too. Wasn't it? Yes, Mr. Stack.
Instead Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx's character was Mr. Stack.
Was it?
Yeah.
Instead of Mr. Warbucks?
Instead of Miss Dottie Warbucks.
Stop.
He was like Mr. Stack.
I gotta go see Annie now.
No, you gotta go see Blanny.
You said Blanny.
Blanny.
I can't.
It's Black Annie.
Right, got it.
Oh.
I mean, get it right.
My goodness.
So Mr. Stack goes in because he thinks that he's being set up for cyber terrorism to basically cause a Chicago blackout.
To be honest, he was a fishy.
He was suspect from the jump.
You thought he was a...
He just, like, it was his body language. It was, like, throwing me off.
But he was like that in The Good Wife, too. So he was a little sketchball change in The Good Wife, too, and you didn't really know where he was coming from. But this one, he walked in pretty, like go bag.
Because it was throwing me off because, like, and then I IMDb'd it and saw that he was from The Good Wife because, like, how him and Diane knew each other. So then I was like, oh, okay, he's not... that fishy, but he still like rubbed me the wrong way.
And he also came in like so far ahead of the game. It's like, we only have 6 hours to do this, but I'm only gonna take an immunity deal if you don't give them my ID. Like, he just had all his, you know, his ducks lined up. He knew exactly what, a little too well.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just letting you guys know what my gut was.
Suspicious. Yeah.
The gut and the gut, well, we'll talk about what the gut said later. The grizzly setup is something that I did not know. I mean, I knew that Vermont in real life got hit with a grid cyber attack, and that was actually during the election last year, where Vermont had a mild mini blackout.
I used to live in D.C. and we got hit with a blackout one time, and it was a big deal because they thought it was like a terrorist thing.
So why do they do blackouts?
Well, because once the power grid goes out, that's easy. You can't really do anything.
It was great for me because I didn't have to do anything at work. They were like, just send them home. I'm like, great.
Especially big cities who have. Who have metros.
Well, that was the problem.
Paralyzed the whole city.
Yep,
I was excited about going home, but I did ride the metro, and I live far away, so I was stuck at work.
She named an Uber.
At least you weren't.
I did not Uber
stuck underneath the.
I just stayed at work.
Underneath the.
Oh, that would suck. And like, that would be horrible. No, so I was all excited, but.
But yeah, Vermont did get hit, and so he comes in with his little flash drive. And he says that, first of all, he thought he had malware on his computer that was the same program as a computer that's on his... they coded it the same way as a program on his computer. Mm-hmm. And that somebody put malware on his computer because they want him to be arrested for cyber terrorism. And so he wants the feds to offer him immunity in exchange for information as to how he got in contact with these people. So then Luca... does what Luca does, and she goes to see Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's like, yeah, I'll help you. Oh. I don't know. But that scene, what do you guys think of that scene across the table?
He was so handsome. I'm sorry. That's just what I thought right away. I literally wrote Colin with so many exclamation points because I was just so excited.
That's true. It's underlined, too, just to clear that up.
Such sexual tension.
And I was like, hold your ground, brother. Don't give an inch because the way she left you last time, I was like, be cool.
She even was like, you didn't call. Such a girl thing. Like, to be honest, I was watching that, and in my mind, I was like, why would he? And then I said...
No, I was like, why didn't he call? I was like, you're damn right, why didn't he call?
Just because I broke up with you? Why didn't you call me?
But then I'm like, yes, and I do think that Colin A. should have probably reached out and been like, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah.
Because then Luca, but then I don't know if Luca would have explained it because she had ample opportunity to explain why what she perceived to be a situation that she was uncomfortable
with. In this episode, you could really tell though that she was wanting him to like do what he has been doing, but I think he's finally like. My heart was breaking. Nah,
if that was me, she would have to come crawling back.
Oh!
He literally means over the table.
Over the table.
Get over this ass now.
Yes. I mean, what are you talking about?
Right. and it was like, I mean, it was a little sad to watch because then you're like, there were times where she was like, she did want him to say certain things, and then he wanted her to say certain things. But I also think that you've got a really strong character in Luca.
Mm-hmm.
Who should be independent enough, based on everything that we've seen from Luca, to be like, yo, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And that's very surprising to me. Not that Luca has been in a lot of relationships on this mm-hmm. on this show as that character, but like, you would think that she'd be like, I don't, look, this is what happened.
And communication is key, kids. Sorry.
And I think, no, not, well, the thing is, and like, we kind of get that, you know, what was the problem, but let me ask, actually, this is more a question for you, Drexel. Mm-hmm. The reason why she ended up in this situation is because she's so scared of getting hurt. And I wanted to know, like, what was her backstory? Last year, did somebody dump her? Because that's been her whole thing, is that she's scared to make a move and scared to commit. And at the first sign something goes rough, she's out.
I think that a lot of it, we didn't really see Luca get into much of anything last year. She might have had something with Carrie, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But I also think that she was so close to Alicia. Mm. That everything that she watched Alicia go through, mm. she does not want to go mm. through again. Mm-hmm. And excuse me. And I think that she's just trying to protect herself at the end of the day. And yeah. and you know, like I said, she is on the Alicia track. She is the Alicia. She's not the Alicia Florrick in the sense of they've gone through the same thing. But she is a strong lawyer like Alicia. She mm-hmm. talks about having learned from Alicia, because Luca was a what do we call those lawyer? She was a court-appointed attorney. Mm-hmm. So she would kind of be in the pit and kind of, like, you know, find cases or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's how she met Alicia. So she did kind of jump up. She went from being that court-appointed attorney to then working at with Diane's to then working for Alicia. And now she's at the height of her career right now until she becomes partner. And we see that she's on the partner track right now. So I do think that's where it comes from. And it's just the fact that Luca doesn't want to be Alicia. So she goes, and then she gives the flash drive to Colin because why?
Yeah,
I was kind of like, yeah, you don't necessarily have to give that up yet,
right? Like that was the key.
Yeah,
but there's two things. There was something this bothered me a little bit, because I was like, okay, so you know that you're giving him a flash drive of something that has the potential to cause a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what the defense mechanisms are with our U.S. attorney's offices or the Department of Justice, just anything like the FBI and all those guys. Mm. But I would think that procedure would warrant not sticking a rogue flash drive into your computer, especially one that's on the entire network.
I don't think, no.
There's some malware that's capable of cyber terrorism, but check this out.
You know, right. It was a video. Like, it was something that, like, oh.
Here's your birthday gift.
Right. And so that was a little weird to me. Like that U.S. attorney who's obviously been there for a long time just didn't think, like, oh, maybe I should hand this off to, like, forensics or some cyber. Yeah, I'm talking about the U.S. attorney.
Right.
Yeah. Like, why didn't he think of something that would not have caused that much problems? But obviously, that would not have given us the story.
Yeah. Gotta keep it moving.
Gotta keep it moving. So this causes this big problem. And then, they're like, well, we gotta figure out who's doing this, who did this. Because now there's Chicago Black, and we only have 4 hours to do this.
Well, Colin's boss said her.
Well, he did. I just meant, like, who gave this to you? Yeah. Who's behind it? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the attorney knew it was.
I mean, I didn't like him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a little bit. He seemed to be a little bit more on the Matthew Perry track than Colin's track. But I'm interested to know how you guys felt about them going after Luca like that.
I wasn't surprised. And I also wasn't surprised that his boss, like, yeah, I threw your girl under the bus, but guess what? You get a promotion after this, too. Like, the carrot and the stick, he kind of, like...
Did you see Colin just went...
Yeah, I know.
Duh, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, Colin went in there all fierce and, like, woo! And then...
He's like, that paycheck, though.
Yeah, and then when he walked out and those, like, people stumbled, he was like, really? I loved it.
And that goes to... I mean, that's sidetracking for what we're talking about, but like that goes to Luca's biggest concern, which was Colin chose his political career to be deputy U.S. attorney.
Right.
Yeah, that will get you on the U.S. Senate track mm-hmm. at some point, or congressional track or whatever. And that's the route that he took, because he knew that he needed to take that.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, then rolling up at at Reddick, Bozen, and Co. I was like, what is happening?
So intense. But then Maya.
And then little Maya. I'm like, Maya, what are you going to do?
She was walking with such power, you know, at least tried. And then she was like, I'm going to save you, Luca. And she's like,
no, you're not going
with
your
them. Butt.
Yeah.
Remember when she said that to him?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then they tried to follow her.
That was a little odd.
In such a power stance. And Maya was just like,
is just like so confusing to me because like I could see this situation happening to me because I'd be dumb. I'm like, oh, you need this flash drive? Here, take it. Like, I have no idea. But like, Luca's like a lawyer. Like, I feel like she would know not to give that away. Also, like you said, they would know not to put that in their computer. But like, I didn't know that they could then come after her. Like, clearly she had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But I guess they could twist it like she did.
But you squeeze her to get the guy behind it.
If I'm not mistaken, excuse me, the rule is you can hold somebody up for 48 hours probably. Cause whatever.
Okay.
So that's probably what they went after, and then they just figured something else out to get Luca into court. They're charging her and get her into court. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
That's and specifically okay. Adrian was able to get her off under like violation of the Sixth Amendment of attorney-client privilege, and then they threw something else at him,
right.
And that's when they brought in Colin,
right? And so, yeah, so then we were like, okay, so now Luca's in court and they need somebody to testify on Luca's behalf so that they could tell the court that Luca had nothing to do with this. And of course, who do they find sitting in a theater outside protests is Felix Staples, which I love that we went from Episode 2, I believe that's mm-hmm. when we met him, to now this is another character that we brought back.
Yep.
How'd you guys feel about Felix being back?
I loved it. To be honest, I thought it was going to be him.
So did I.
When Marissa and Jay found whoever.
When they said, you know who we have to go see.
Yeah. And they couldn't go in because he was African American and then Marissa was Jewish. And so then Diane walked in there. I loved his line where he was like, hello, mother. When he said that to Diane, when she walked in the theater, he's such an ass, but I kind of enjoy his presence.
Yeah.
Kind of guy you love to hate.
Like,
kind
yeah.
of, you gotta give respect him a little bit, too.
Yeah.
He's a performance artist.
Yeah.
Like Milo and apparently Alex Jones.
And look what happened to those guys.
Well, yeah. Well, so Felix Staples is Edict 776. And so they're like, okay, so now what do we do? Felix is like, well, if you want my help, I want you to go after these radio stations who haven't paid me yet. So then this puts Diane in a situation. I'm like, Diane, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Would you guys have taken the case?
It was a tough one.
He had like a million cases too. Like he just kept rambling on and I was like, oh shit, like you're done, Diane. Like you have a lot of work to do.
I know.
But
I felt like Diane was she was a little desperate. She seemed like she just, what I got was Diane kind of like had faith in Felix in the sense of like, she knew he was telling her the truth.
Right, because he also said, because he does not seem like a person who is very interested in the power, in anything like that.
Yeah.
However, he was a instigator or a, what do they call this? What do you call those people that just push people? Whatever. He's one of those people. But he just encouraged someone to create, like he just came up with the idea.
Instigator, yeah.
Yeah, he just came up with the idea and said, nah, maybe just threw it out there and somebody, you know, figured it out. And then, so they basically, so my favorite part of that whole situation is now Staples is in court. Diane gets a phone call, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So that means Diane can't be in court. Mm-hmm. So then Maya has to take over first chair. And I was like, oh man, what's going to happen? And I thought it was a little bit unreal that Maya's first time in court was so successful.
Yes.
Like there was no stumbles.
It's like a Legally Blonde moment.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, I thought at the beginning,
which is funny because she did have the gay up there.
She did have
I thought she stumbled a little bit at the beginning.
I mean,
she asked her question because it was a little bit backwards. Then he answered it.
Yeah.
And then she was like thrown off. But then it was like after that, it was like pristine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I, yeah.
Which I mean, you know, I didn't, I just didn't know where she got these like Cojones from? Like, I mean, she'd only been shadowing Adrian for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I'm like, bold Maya can't come from the time that you had your review this morning to like three, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours.
Yeah, I mean, but,
you know,
she was like going off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was more like 2 days, but like still, within 48 hours, it just didn't happen like that.
I mean, he gave her a little pep talk. Without I guess it worked.
Prep, because she wasn't first chair. She didn't go in there. So, like, she didn't have Diane's questions.
Mm-hmm. She was just like, focus, be angry. Focus, be angry.
Yeah. Right. Oh, Adrian was on the phone telling her that. Sorry.
She was like, not Diane. Oh, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
He laughed. He laughed. I love him. He was like,
So the hacker ends up creating a program. Using Luca as a mule to basically, and it's almost like they knew what Diane's firm was going to do, because that's just the way they are.
Yeah,
but that was a little bit odd to me. And then, so then they're like, okay, so now what do we do? So then we go, and Mr. Stax is trying to set up, trying to figure out who this guy is, and they're in this Chinese restaurant. Out of all the places for them to have been.
I liked it. I wanted some Chinese food as I was watching it.
Which is funny because they did eat Chinese food at the end of the episode, because that is the go-to television staple of food.
It really is.
Is Chinese food.
It makes it so inviting.
When I moved to New York, for the first time, all I wanted was to eat Chinese food out of the carton while drinking Cosmos, like the girls in Sex and the City. I know. Those are the good times.
Those are honestly the good times.
And I got my...
Can you order us some Chinese food, please? Have it delivered here.
You can Uber Eats it to AfterBuzz Studios. Thanks. That would be great. I'm going on the Whole 30, so I got to eat it all now.
Yes. Feed him tonight.
Feed me. So then in walks... Well, who did you guys think was going to walk in there?
I was going to... honest to God, I thought it was going to be him.
I thought it was Amy.
My God. And then as I saw that it was a man's head, I swear I thought it was Colin. And if you had seen me, I was like flipping out on my bed watching this. And then it was him, and I wasn't surprised. It was just like a, kind of moment. Yeah. You know?
It was a little underwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been somebody really good.
Like my Christeva.
Like that, yeah, that's what I wanted to see in this conclusion.
Or like Henry, like Maya's dad. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
I think Christeva would have been a good one, like setting up the DOJ because they kind of like sidelined him, and then that's basically sticking it to the firm because then Luca's wrapped up in it. Yeah.
And another, and I know Jason Biggs' character Stax was from the previous season, but honestly, that's what I thought. They're going to bring back around these characters who we like love to hate. So that's why I thought we're going to see Christeva again.
Right.
We did too.
Mm-hmm. We did. I'm sure we will not see the end of Mike Christeva. And yeah, I think that whole setup was really great. And basically, Diane was in the back. It was like an episode of like SVU, where Diane rolled out from the back. Like she was in a stakeout.
Like, what's up? But I didn't betray. I didn't know of you yet. You know,
right. I was like, okay. So, yeah, so then that's the end of that. Basically, they figured it out. And then, that was it. It was the end of that.
I mean, I was confused, though, because he said, but you still have to represent me. And she was like, yes. Why? Like,
First of all, he paid the retainer. He had already paid the retainer. They're not going to give up a cash retainer.
Okay.
So, they still have to defend him. It's their ethical duty to defend their client as best as they can, even though they set him up. And I think Diane's going to do what she can, but I don't think that it's going to go over well.
But she played dumb, like, oh, yeah, I didn't know it was going to be you.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, you set me up, and she's like, I didn't know.
Right.
She's like, we didn't know who was going to walk through the doors.
Speaking of walking through doors, Henry... I don't even know if that was a good transition, but I'm going to go with it. Henry's walking through doors. So Henry, you know, at the top of the show, he gets a call. I mean, he's walking out. So basically we see, I loved how, you know, there was two things happening.
In the same
office. Colin walks in, the U.S. attorney is talking to Henry, and there's a lawyer, and all of that's happening. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. Henry's deal is 35 to life.
Question. How, okay, Can somebody clarify to me how it went from 10 to life? That deal went away. They said something about, was it a backlash? I just wasn't really clear how he lost the 10 deal.
So he lost the 10 to life deal, as far as I remember, because he did not get what he needed. Like, he did not set up what we know as to be Maya in the way that he would, because that's why they were, like, meeting, and he was wearing a wire.
He had the whole phones out, that whole thing,
And then... that was the reason why, because they really wanted to pin it on, which is crazy. Every time I think about it, I'm like, it's crazy. They keep wanting to pin this on Maya.
They wanted to do it again.
Right. So Henry gets
something on her.
Henry gets this deal, but he then gets then he calls his friend, who gives him money to get him out of the country. Mm-hmm. Basically, without saying anything, that's what we knew what was going to happen. But then, later on, he gets a counter deal, considering trading Maya for reduced or no sentence. Mm-hmm. Could prosecute Maya up to 5 years, and he considers it.
He literally did, because
paused and was like, "How long does he get?"
He didn't tell him until like later that night. Like, he called and he was like, "Okay, I'm going to take this deal instead." And I was like, you literally have been considering... I mean, if you think about it, like, non-relationship-wise, like, it makes sense, right? This is an old guy. He's going to go to jail for 35 years. Guy. He'll probably die. Or this girl could go to jail for 5 years. She has the rest of her life in front of her. And you don't have to go to jail. So it works out better that way. But, like, this is your daughter, like, who you basically set up, and she's going to have to take the fall.
In case in point, has he shown us any other type of principles? That's who he is. That's his character. But that's why the ending doesn't surprise me.
Right, but that's the crazy thing, is because Henry, the way that they've kind of framed this character is, it's like, did he do it? Didn't he do it?
Yes.
Did he? Who's guilty? Is it Lenore? Is it Jax? Who is it? And so we just didn't know.
And he does a great job at playing like the mopey, oh gosh, you know, I'm going to end it all, but I'll leave 3 suicide
he
notes.
He got me this whole season.
That's his shtick. He's got the schlep rock shtick.
But that's bullshit, because I am good at reading people. And this whole series, I'm like, it wasn't him. Like, I trust this guy. And, you know, it started getting weird, and I was like, okay, I wouldn't trust anybody now.
Yeah.
But, like, he is super mopey like that. I thought he was just going to commit suicide again.
Just see me for dinner.
I thought it was too, because when he looked over at the dog and he was like, you want to go out on a walk just one more time?
Yeah.
And I go, if this guy is about to do another
kill
fake
himself
suicide,
again.
Guilt tripping the dog
no.
now.
Yeah.
I would look at him and I'd be like, oh my gosh, his little forehead wrinkles, so cute. And then I'd look at him and I'd be like, no, he's thinking, like, he is up to something that knows.
But we already knew that he was up to something, because he was already considering, like, he was already considering fleeing. But then he was also considering throwing Maya under the bus.
Well, I was like, maybe he's thinking, like, I could kill myself, and then my daughter's going to go without a dad. But, like, maybe I'll just kill myself anyways. Like, I don't know. I know he's a piece of shit for thinking about...
And I think that was
frankly,
a half-ass attempt at the
like, for even thinking about sending
that.
His daughter to prison. Like, that's ridiculous.
But that's the other thing about it, too, is that if he knew... he made Maya sign these papers and like go through all this. So like he had to have known at some point that something was going
to
go down.
And in spite of all the apologies, down to the bitter end, you know, the one thing he did not say was, "I'm sorry for putting your name on the foundation."
You're right.
That's the one thing he never conceded to.
But he also never conceded to Maya that something was wrong.
Right.
In general, so he would have had to have gotten to that point. Before he got to the apology, he would have had to have admitted what he did before he got to the apology. And then we didn't find out that he didn't admit it until the very end to Maya.
Right.
And then the apology never came after that. So, like, he just wasn't going to do that, because in his mind, he had already made the phone call to his friend by saying, "I'm going to take that deal," which is the fleeing deal. So he'd already made up his mind. So he was
know that's what he meant.
Right. But that was the phone call.
Yeah.
So, you know, because it wasn't, he didn't say, "I'm going to take the 35 to life deal." He just said, "I'm going to take that deal we talked about," which, come to find out, I'm going to assume was the fleeing deal. And then he doesn't tell Maya anything. And Maya's like, okay. Lenore's like crying in the corner and blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, okay. And then he gets in that car and then he leaves.
Yeah, wow. As soon as he got into the car, and I just, like, that got, I was like, he's not going. Like,
oh, wait. Okay, so really, did you guys really think he was not going to jail or going to kill himself? Because I thought he was either going to jail or he's going to go kill himself.
No.
Going to jail or go flee.
You thought he was going to flee?
Yeah, that, or run. That was always
I thought option. He was going with that guy, and that guy was going to drive him out and just kill him.
No, when he got into that car, that guy did not look official to me, and so I was
Was that Rupert? Was that his lawyer?
Yeah.
Come up with somebody
Rupert,
else.
Okay. No, that was the guy who he...
I thought that was Rupert.
Yeah, that was Rupert. The guy that he saw and was like, we got to get... You got to leave at 8 o'clock. Yeah. We got to do this. Blah, 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 yeah. Because that's basically him fleeing.
Yeah.
But that was to him. Answer your question, I get you. He does look like a shady character, except the fact that I heard them say Rupert was his lawyer, too. That's the only reason I knew he wouldn't be the one taking him out.
Yeah.
He might be helping him get out the country.
Well, we have some people in the chat, and Brenda GP also says Henry got... She thinks Henry got everybody, because she's also pretty good at guessing, but honestly thought he was innocent as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
just trust no one, so I didn't know who to trust. Diane could have been ahead of the whole thing.
I still didn't even, like, I didn't want to believe that it was truly him when he even said that it was me to Maya. Because he was like, it's also Jax and Lenore. And so I'm like, okay, then why are they just there eating dinner and enjoying life?
Yeah.
I, like, still have this feeling that it wasn't, like, he didn't know what he was doing. I don't know.
Right, and like know. I said, I think like, Lenora was pulling the purse string, was pulling the strings.
Yes.
Jax was kind of helping her out because he was still in love with her, and then Henry just kind of was like, I'm just going to go with the flow because it's making me some money right now.
And that's what I think what's going to reveal next season, all that, you know, exactly who's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Lenora, well, Jax. So do you think that he was just doing that, though? You know how he kind of said, like, because she asked, yeah, but, like, was it you, what about Uncle Jax? And she's like, well, he was like, it was Jax and your mom. And me. Like, he was almost making it seem like I got pulled into it, but it, like, wasn't me. It was them before it was me. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I just made to be honest, did anyone else think that moment with Lenore and Henry when she was going to get her hair done was so awkward?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the whole relationship
was
awkward.
Like,
yeah.
So awkward. She was just like, she just grabbed his neck and, like, hit him. Like, was like, oh.
Right.
Glad
which is weird because Jax is not Henry, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, like, no, yeah. It just was so awkward to me. He's like, I'm so glad I married you. She's like, yeah
babe.
Well, she's also dressed like way too nice to go get your hair done.
I
like,
know. Yeah. And all those candles, I mean, I know it was a blackout, but it looked like the Haunted Mansion.
She's gonna be the new Roxanne because she's gotta put out that red light.
Seriously.
Peter's such a character.
Oh, gosh.
He's got to walk the streets for money. So then Henry flees, and Maya knocking on the door.
She's like, Amy. And when she was like, oh, Amy forgot her keys
again. I said, Amy.
I know, and I knew it wasn't either, but I said, please.
Who did you think it was?
Who do you wish it was?
Mine was a romantic. I wished it was Colin.
I thought it was Colin too.
I thought it was in my head too. I thought it was going to be.
And then I saw who it was. I thought.
But then I was like, no, it's the season finale. They got to go out with something. Everybody was too happy.
I thought it was Colin, but then I was like, that's kind of creepy if he like stalked her all the way back to Maya's house. Like,
right? Like, she didn't.
Oh, that's
know.
Not a romantic gesture, ladies. I don't know. Is that going a bit too far?
To be honest, if it was him, I would be like, that's romantic. But if it wasn't, then I would be like, that's creepy. You know, there's a double standard.
But it also could.
If you liked him, it's cool.
You know what would have been a good ending was if Colin was at the door, but not for Luca, but for Maya, because he got his promotion.
Oh, that would have been...
That would have been crazy.
I would have lost my shit. I would have been done. Like, I wouldn't even be here because I'd been passed out on the floor.
Because Luca's mouth would have dropped.
And Luca's just there like...
Because, like, could you imagine if, like, Maya opens the door, Maya's like, oh my god, it's Colin, da 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 da. And then, like, and then these people roll up behind him, and then he has to be the one to tell Maya.
Wow. Oh my god. The good fight. Hire Drexel.
Yes. Seriously.
Or just go with that.
Yeah.
Or go with that.
For another time.
Another situation. So, we'll see what happens next season with Maya. Obviously, it's going to be a big fight because we all know that Maya is the innocent party. At least we feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Diane and Adrian and the rest of those guys, I feel like we're going to see some characters from the good wife that might want to jump in and help her out. Obviously, Elsbeth is going to come back, and maybe Jane Lynch, and maybe we'll see a lot of these characters that we like.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about is... We talked last episode about whether or not we thought that Adrian and Diane were thinking about creating a firm together.
Mm-hmm. Or, building something.
Building something together. Yeah. And then the last shot that we see, or one of the last shots we see, is Barbara standing on... I actually had to rewind it because I didn't know.
I rewound it, too.
Because it was, like, very dark, and I couldn't really see Barbara in the dark.
Definitely.
And I was like, did I see that happening? I was like, I can't really see anything.
Only a limited part of the audience will get that. Yeah, man, I feel you.
And bad lighting all around.
But that scene, though, was so cool and it was so romantic. The one with Adrian and Diane, the way that was was, I don't know, they just captured that moment, not of the blackout, but like the danger and the craziness. And the angst, and like these two people are kind of like sitting at the edge of the world too. Like, where do we go from here? So I definitely felt their bond. It'd be interesting to see where they go after that. But you know, it kind of reminds me. Somebody said, living these times, like think about what's going on right now, politically, back and forth. We're bombing, we're not bombing. You know, all these protests, and the president might say this, or somebody else might say that. Somebody said, I feel like we're living in a video game. I feel like they really captured that environment right now. You know, just the craziness, like it's unpredictable. And he said, like, the only thing you can really, you know, predict or, you know, hold on to is the law.
And that's why that scene really confused me from a Barbara perspective, because there was nothing that Adrian and Diane said that had an inkling of Barbara being left out.
Right.
It was like a friend talking to a friend in a conference room just about the weight of the world being on the shoulders of somebody who is a name partner and somebody who was a name partner.
Right.
And Diane, that's their relationship, is Diane lost everything at one point and Adrian is fighting not to lose everything at a certain point. Mm-hmm. So
what do you think was up with Barbara at that point?
I think she was just like jealous.
Jealous of what, though?
Jealous of the relationship between Diane and...
Or paranoid that, like, you know, she, you know...
Or she might
push
out.
Push her out,
And, God, I had, like, a lot of weird thoughts about it. Like, then I was like, oh, my God, like, is this... Like, first, then I started freaking out because I was like, oh, my gosh, then, like, do Adrian and Diane have a thing going on? And are they, like, about to make out right now? And, like, please don't let that happen.
Me and Al shipped them.
I wondered if you guys did. This is the first time I'm saying I don't want that to happen. Yeah, like
you're on the same
when
page.
Remember when we talked about Marissa and Jay, and you said you didn't want that to happen. I wanted it to happen. So then, in this moment, I was like, oh, now I see what Drexel means. Yeah. I do not want this to happen.
Well, it'll be too soon. They got to drag that one out a couple of seasons.
Well, and then I was like, what happened with Barbara and Adrian?
I don't want Diane crawling across the table.
I mean, Al wanted a quick... Bang! That's what he said last time.
I know we're going to be wrapping up here soon, but like I also want Kurt and Diane to get back together.
Oh, that was so because we did, sweet.
Ladies. Yes. Ladies, I gotta ask you, what more does a man have to do? Hero saves a baby.
She went home with him. Hey, listen,
but still, she sure did.
Okay, so this one. Oh, here's my thing.
I'm not Diane. I would have done it.
Question.
Hello.
I didn't see the good wife, but is. Being that, okay, I know that Alicia in the Good Wife, she took her husband back, right, after cheating?
She didn't have a choice.
Okay, well, she didn't have a choice. She was dutiful. Is that to somehow say that this is the difference between their two characters, and contrasting, like, where Diane's after in her life, like, no, she's not going to take him back no matter what? I don't know.
I think that, again, we're in a situation where everybody learned, every top female on the show learned from Alicia's mistake. And I think that you're starting to see, and I think that that could be true for women who watch The Good Wife
That makes sense.
Which is, yeah, I learned from Alicia because I watched the show. Yeah, we're not going down that path because Alicia Florrick did it and we all saw what happened.
Yeah.
And I think that you see that with Luca. You saw what it did to Diane and Alicia's relationship, how fractured Alicia was, not only in her personal life but in her work life. And that's just not a situation that I think Diane wants to be in at her stage in life where she has no money, which I'm still confused at because Diane has not suffered a thing in this whole episode.
And she's still eating and her clothes and are ridiculous.
Right.
So is Barbara, like, does Barbara have a thing for Adrian is what I'm curious about.
I think
Or at least very possessive.
And she was like, possessive. Oh, he's getting a little close.
Black man, Mabes. Black man, where did you come from?
I'd have a thing. I think we all would have a thing for Adrian. Putting it out there is a thing for everyone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we want to know what you guys think about Adrian and Barbara and Diane and the future of the firm. We're going to pull up some quick social media. What do we got in the studio? Ooh. Let's see. From John. I believe it says John at John the Jan. Or John the John. Diane catching a glimpse of the body with a single shoe, talking about Kurt in the hospital and knowing she relived the day she lost Will. So Will was shot in the courtroom on The Good Wife, and then there was a shot of like things being, because it was like a chaotic situation. And that's what Diane saw last. Thanks, John. Next up is, I think, from our YouTube comments, because you know how much we love all of you guys out there.
Yeah.
It says, I hope that Amy isn't the one that snitched on Maya, and I find it very weird that Amy was introduced to Maya by her Uncle Jax.
Right.
And that was in the last episode.
Who's usually the guilty party? The person who's not there.
Yeah. Yes. I saw that comment, and I was like, so true that her Uncle Jax introduced her.
Yeah.
Because that right there is very fishy.
Yes. If you seek Amy, thanks the account. And then the last comment I know is from the YouTube comments. And it is from our good friend, good friend Lady Goth Eye, Sarah's a Dream.
Everybody's Team Sarah.
Stop! I'm like, oh my God, what is this comment? Please stop.
We all love Sarah.
We do.
We are all Team
Sarah.
Oh my God.
I want my jacket that says Sarah, and it's going to have a picture on it of her going like this.
I will do this merch if it's like going to be Kimoji status. So let me know.
Funny.
And I can
that wraps up our season, guys.
All 10 episodes.
You know, make sure you guys catch up if you have not on CBS All Access.
Yes.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
Me?
Everybody.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us this year. Thanks for live chatting with us and commenting on YouTube. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Hey everybody, Al Gregg. You can follow me on Twitter at Jamaica House Doc and on IG at @Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm. Let me plug the other shows real quick. Check out our after show for Gorilla. Jess is going to be joining us on that on Sunday nights. And also check us out for the after show for The Americans.
Thanks again for watching, guys. We appreciate it. My name is Sarah Cirio. Follow me on Twitter at Sarah Cirio or on Snapchat and Instagram at S.
Cereal. Team Sarah.
And I'm Drexel Hurd. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Drexel Hurd and follow me on Facebook at Official Drexel Hurd, I believe. And make sure you catch Quantico After Show right at 11 o'clock tonight if you're on the West Coast. And catch my show Political Culture on Black Hollywood Live Tuesdays at 6 p.m. because we're talking Easter egg roll in North Korea and not being bombed and blown up.
Yes.
Thanks for watching this season of The Good Fight. We'll see you all next season.
Good fight.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.